G'day and welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. What can we do to make this world a better place every day? We can love each other. One of the most well-known Bible verses is when Jesus says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." But did you know he is actually quoting from Leviticus chapter 19? Love your neighbor as yourself, I am the Lord. What does that mean for us today in the year 2015? As Christians, we are to live right lives for God. That means we are to be holy. That is a fundamental about being a Christian. It means being practical and loving others, not just in words, but in practice and in action. Not just saying, "I love you," but also showing that you do. Love is an action word. It means sometimes doing things we don't want to do. It means sometimes not doing things we want to do. It means putting others first and ourselves last. It means not showing favoritism to the rich or the poor, to the beautiful and the not so beautiful. Loving others as yourself does not mean loving yourself less. It means loving others more. It means holding the interests of others higher than your own. It means honoring others above yourself. How are you doing at loving others? All others. Are you loving others generously and selflessly? Or are you merely saying you love them, but only on your own terms or only in words and not in action? Loving others selfishly by putting your own needs first and others after yourself? Here is a challenge for you. Go into this new week determined to love others. All others, without favoritism. Each of us has ways in which we feel the love of others. We all have our own needs and wants. Go into this week with this challenge. Ask somebody else today what it is that you could do for them that would make them feel that they are loved and valued. You may well be surprised that it is something very simple and you would never have found out what that was unless you had asked. Thank you. Thanks for joining us on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk where we have something to help you as a Christian in the 21st century. See you later.